She attaches the milking machine swiftly. You can see the eagerness in her eyes and in her movements. Now I should warn you, pet, this is going to break your brain. You see, once I start pumping, you're going to come. And you're going to keep coming. And your brain's going to know that you're feeding milk out into the world, that you're doing what a cow pet should be doing. That you're giving. And that knowledge will mean you can have a completely guilt-free, thought-free, stress-free session of being milked. But remember where that milk comes from. That's all your naughty, unruly thoughts. All of the things in your head except being a good cow slave. She smacks your buttock for emphasis as she fixes first one suction cup, then the other to your breasts. A little bulb pumps out the air, making a vacuum seal. And a silk string is tied behind you, adding to your bound appearance. As she pumps the pump to prime it, the nearby canister waiting for your milk glistens ominously. She explains, every pump is going to suck more thoughts out of you, emptying your head until nothing's left but a good, docile girl who submits to my bondage, my control, to my plan for her. And that plan isn't going to be forgotten. That plan is going to be everything. And you need it. You realize how much you need it as you look into her eyes, and you see that she wants to deliver it. The pleasure and the control of being truly milked. Now just being in bondage like this is making you hot, wet, aching for it. But the moment she begins to milk you, it'll transform to something else, as she's explaining. Every second I'm milking you, you're gonna be coming. And when you've come your way all the way through it, you'll just be a milk pet, waiting for more thoughts to fill up your breasts, wanting to be made even bigger. Wanting to be made even more sensitive so I can use you. And everything I say echoes in your head and tells you that. And it's gonna stick around. I'm just gonna sit here and pump this bulb. And no matter how wide your eyes go, no matter how much you try to squirm away, no matter how much you resist the feeling of your brain leaking out your ears as I melt your mind with orgasmic pleasure, nothing you do will stop it. You're not going to know what it's like to not be coming. From the moment I start milking, for, oh, I'd say quite a while, you are going to be coming. You're going to get sore. You're going to get sweaty. You're going to be worked through your paces, but your brain is just going to keep saying moo, moo, and that's what you should be doing. She grabs you by your cheeks in one hand, holding your chin, pointing your eyes upward into hers. And you better be ready for it. Then, she stands back. The first pump is like nothing you've ever felt before. It draws a long, relaxing squirt out of your breasts. A pressure you didn't know was there, the pressure of their fullness, fades. They've suddenly got enough room for even more of your thoughts to flow in. But you have to fill that vacuum. You have to think the right thoughts to get your breasts big and full. Maybe you try thinking thoughts about resistance or escape, because those are the first thoughts that get pulled down the drain, filling your tits and giving Seraph more and more power, more and more energy with which to work you up. The second pump makes you come. It pushes you over the threshold. You squeal. But you feel that muffled gag in your mouth. She grabs hold of you. She grips you by the back of the neck, looking into your eyes as she pumps. Look at that. She points to the gauge on the tank, which is beginning to fill up. Ooh. You feel your buttocks clench. Your hips thrust in the air. You're coming and you don't know how. There's no stimulation on that part of your body except that rope looped there earlier. That has been titillating you slightly the whole time. But this is something else. This is an aching cacophony on your senses telling you squirm, twitch. Come. Move. You feel your tits empty out, but they almost fill up just as fast. You're being milked. She reaches down and grips the base of your right breast, kneading it with thumb and forefinger, forcing more milk to splatter into the suction cups. You feel it slide out. She reaches down. She grips the other breast, and she begins kneading them, making it come out faster. It's like you're being forced over the hill again and again. Come, come, come. She leans in to whisper in your ears. Here, suck on this. She pulls a little hose to the side. It's attached between the two suction cups. And she slides it up against, the mask, where there's a tiny slat. It slips into your mouth, through the gag you've been sucking on. You suckle obediently. You feel a little bit of your milk slide into your mouth, right down your throat. Sexy, horny thoughts well up in your head. Your milk must be an aphrodisiac in its own right. You drink more, wanting to surrender to the pleasure. On some level, you want to fight the bondage, but you know you can't. You might be strong enough to break free, but you lack the will. Because the will is being turned into milk, and the feeling of the milk leaving your breasts makes you squirm and come constantly. You're not on edge. You're constantly in a state of orgasmic unfocus, focusing on anything except the sensations from between your legs, from your chest, is quite impossible. You're coming and there's nothing that can be done about it. Nothing but live and exist. Nothing but desire and ache. You need it. You need it so badly you didn't think you even could. You didn't think there was any way you could possibly need something this much, but you do. Your breasts are squirting into it. You are twitching. You are aching. You are hers. And she sounds joyous too as she leans in and whispers in your ear. You need it. You want it. Give in to it. Feel that coming. No sex could ever be that good. And imagine what it would be like if somebody was drinking from your nipples, sucking on you, making you come even as you feed them and make them like you, as they drink your milk and feel their breasts grow, as you recruit other little milk-worshipping pets for me, devotees of the cult of the cowgirl. Sound good? I like it. I think it's very fun. Pump, and she starts to pump the machine harder, letting it suckle your nipples till they feel red and raw. But you never dream of wanting to stop. You suck more of that liquid down your throat. Feel it making you docile. Feel it making you simple. Aching. Empty of everything but that. She leans behind you, places one hand on the small of your back. And she does something that you never imagined would give you so much pleasure. She runs a hand up your back from buttocks to the back of your head, petting you, currying your fur, although you don't have any, treating you like a docile little pet. Your hair gets ruffled. You feel a moo rising up in your throat, and there's somehow no urge to stop it. And you come. Oh, she pinches your nipples suddenly, pulling the machine away. Seraph leans down and begins milking you manually in long, hard strokes, the machine discarded, the manual touch of your mistress making your brain run out your ears all over again. Oh, you come deep from the core and she pulls the gag away. What comes out isn't a moan. It's a low, throaty, And as you feel her lean in and whisper, sleep, you know you'll later wake up somewhere else, thoughtless, with no regrets, and achingly needing to be milked. Mwah.